Hare Krishna. Question: doesn't the population growth disprove reincarnation? Question: if the souls are eternal and the population is increasing, then where are these new souls coming from? If souls are eternal, souls are never created. Then if the population is increasing, that would mean that actually there is no such thing as reincarnation happening. Actually, new living beings are coming up. Doesn't it mean like that? Answer: not necessarily. You know, if to understand what is the argument over here, that how exactly reincarnation is disproved by population explosion. Now, there are two assumptions over there. One assumption is that souls exist only in human bodies, and second assumption is that souls exist only on the earthly realm. Because what we see when we use the word population explosion, it is a very anthropocentric term. Anthropos is human, centric is of course centered. So it is a very human-centered view of reality, where we are thinking of population explosion in terms of the human population on Earth. So now the human how many of us have actually counted the population of microbes or germs or grass or so many other forms of life. Now the concept of the soul, it is talked about in various traditions, but it is most systematically explained in the Vedic tradition. And similarly, reincarnation also is talked about in many traditions, but it is again most systematically explained in the Vedic tradition. So we need to see reincarnation in its broadest context as explained in the Vedic tradition to understand the answer to this question. So now in the Vedic tradition, it's explained that souls exist not only in human bodies, but also in lower bodies, in non-human bodies. And they exist not only on Earth, but they exist elsewhere also. And the Vedic universe is abuzz with soul traffic. So souls come up from lower realms to the higher realms, and souls come up from lower species to higher species, to the human species. So now, when we say that the soul has come up from the lower species to the higher species, so now there are souls who have been in non-human species, they come up to the human species. So now what determines, there is a natural progression from the lower species to the human species. At the human species, there can be further progression upwards, there can be stagnation, or there can be regression. That depends on the karma that is performed by the soul. The souls that do good karma, they rise upwards. The soul that do mediocre karma, they stay wherever they are. And the souls that they do poor karma, they regress downwards. So now, in today's times, most people are doing mediocre karma. And most people are living in passion. And so, they stagnate over here. And apart from that, very few people are doing very good karma, so they are not progressing upwards. Now, of course, some people are stagnating, are regressing downwards also. But there are souls who, by the natural progression, are coming down, coming from below up also. Just like say, so because of this, the soul traffic that is happening, we shouldn't consider population explosion only in very limited terms. So we have only a very small view of reality. If we look at the totality of even history as modern science has understood it, as called modern scientific historiographical methods, we don't know the population of the earth for very long, very accurately. So as compared to the vastness of the time spans on the earth, for how long the earth has been there, and even from the scientific perspective, the time for which we have reliable observations of the earth are not that long. Even the date of Buddha, who was around 2500 years ago or something like that, even historians are not able to determine even the precise date of that, of when Buddha exactly lived. So what to speak of thousand millennia before that. So from the perspective of the vastness of even a terrestrial time, what to speak of cosmic time, the observations that we have are for a very finite time period. Just like, if somebody was observing, if some extraterrestrial being came to Earth and observed a college canteen and found that, okay, between 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, observed the canteen, and then from after, before that for 1 hour, and before that, for, later that for 1 hour. Or had observed that before that for 2-3 hours. So from 10 to 1, there's not much crowd in the canteen. Say 1 to 2, say there's a huge crowd in the canteen. And then they may say, the extraterrestrial may think, oh, there's a population explosion in the canteen. But actually, it's not a population explosion. That simple population, students are there only, but they just come from different places to that particular place. So, similarly, to call something as a population explosion and to say that that disproves reincarnation is to pile assumption on assumption on assumption. We first of all assume that there are souls only in human bodies. We assume that souls exist only on the earthly realm. And we assume that the trends that we have observed for the short period that we have reliable historical knowledge of, that is a parameter, for, reliable parameter for judging all of history. So, rather than piling assumption upon assumption upon assumption like this, we need to be more objective and try to understand from the broader perspective of the Vedic scriptures, Vedic wisdom tradition at large. So, now if we want to be skeptical and if we want to adopt a materialistic or atheistic worldview, then there is no question of then people may not even accept the idea of a soul or reincarnation itself. So then that's then we go into other evidences for reincarnation. But once we accept the concept of reincarnation, then there is no point in dragging materialistic presumptions on interpreting reincarnation. If you want to understand reincarnation from the worldview that is given in the Vedic scriptures. And in the Vedic scriptures, it's described that souls can come from various realms to this realm. So from the point of view of vastness of Puranic time scales, the present time scale and the time for which we have observed is very small. And there is no need to make any big hue and cry about population explosion. All that it means is that actually the population souls from non-human bodies or from non-earthly realms have come to the earth. Now also in the Purana, in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas, it says the present age is Kali Yuga. So this age is an age of people who have done poor karma and get the karmic reactions. So one way the karmic reaction can come is by scarcity of resources. And the scarcity of resources can happen either by nature itself providing less, which is also happening nowadays, but it can also happen by excessive number of souls coming to a particular place. And when too many souls are there, then again natural resources get fall short, and then there is suffering because of that. So once we remove the assumptions which are being brought into this argument, then we see that actually there is no objection from no contradiction to the theory of to the principles of reincarnation by the theory of population explosion. Rather, we simply understand that souls existing at different places in different bodies, which are not understandable, accessible to us right now, with our current level of perception, they are simply coming to the human form at this particular time. And that's why we have what seems to be like a population explosion. It's not that new souls are being created. It is simply that souls from other places and other species are coming here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.